the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus gave her to us as mother on the cross, when he said to each of us in the person of St. John the Apostle, "This is your mother," John chapter 19, verse 27. And the Virgin Mary has fulfilled her mission, and continues to fulfill it until the end of the world. Despite the sins of her children, which are all of us, the Virgin Mary continues to wait for them until the end. Sometimes, as in Italy in 1953, or in Akita, Japan in 1975, or in Italy again in 1995, she cries tears of blood to make us understand how much she suffers for the sins of her children, who are on the way to eternal perdition. The Virgin Mary is a mother, and she will continue to be one forever. And even though we have betrayed her with our sins, she continues to love us despite everything. The important thing is not to mistrust her love, and to approach her to ask her forgiveness. How foolish was Judas Iscariot when he was not able to approach the Virgin Mary to ask for her forgiveness and help. With all certainty, she would have carried him to the cross, and Jesus would have forgiven him for his betrayal, but Judas Iscariot preferred to hang himself, because he distrusted Jesus' forgiveness, and did not dare to approach and ask for help from his mother, who was waiting. A man wrote a letter to Monsignor Toth in which he said, "Life has shaken me a lot. It stripped me of my father and my mother and my siblings. They all died, and from the age of 14, I was left alone and orphaned, and I missed the love of a mother. However, I do not feel like an orphan, because even at my early age, I loved the Blessed Virgin Mary so much, and I can truly affirm that her great maternal love always encouraged me. I have felt her caresses that removed from my forehead the wrinkles of sadness and the furrows of regret. The Virgin Mother accompanied me until today on my way. She has always been by my side instead of my mother. Therefore, I have never had reason to complain. I have never lacked maternal love. I always felt safe in the arms of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and I have never been disappointed, because in all my ills, in all my sufferings and pains, she has always been close to me and has never left me alone." Saint Angela of Foligno, who lived from 1248 to 1309, tells the vision she had with the Virgin Mary. She says, "One day, during a procession, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to me. She poured out sweetest love and great blessings on her sons and daughters. She leaned over them and kissed them one by one on the chest. Some for less time, but others she came to kiss, hugging them. How much our mother loves us." Brother Leo, companion of St. Francis of Assisi, had a vision that has become famous. He saw all the people gathered on a plain for the final judgment, and a red ladder appeared, and at the top, Jesus Christ with the face of an angry judge. St. Francis of Assisi invited everyone to climb the ladder to heaven, but people, when they were in the middle of the ladder, looked up and were so afraid of the Lord's judgment that they fell. Then a white staircase appeared, and at the top, the Blessed Virgin Mary, smiling and friendly. People began to climb the stairs, and looking up, they were encouraged to see the kind face of the Virgin Mary. She even extended the mantle to them and gave them her hand to go up to heaven. And in this way, the people entered heaven without much difficulty. The Virgin Mary is like Jacob's ladder, the ladder of heaven, the easiest, fastest, and safest way to get to heaven, where Jesus awaits us to make us happy for all eternity. Saint Bridget of Sweden tells us that one day our Lord Jesus Christ asked her to ask a priest to visit a certain sick person so that he could go to confession. The priest visited him, but the sick man told him that he did not need to go to confession. Our Lord Jesus Christ insisted that Saint Bridget tell the priest to visit him more times so that he could go to confession. At the end of many visits, he agreed to go to confession and told the priest that he had not gone to confession for 60 years. And he had decided not to go to confession anymore. But in recent days, he had felt a great desire to confess. Within a few days, he was dying in holiness. Our Lord Jesus Christ spoke to Saint Bridget of Sweden and told her in a vision, "My mother begged me a lot for this sinner, because despite being so weak, he entrusted himself to her every day. For this reason, he granted him the grace of conversion, but pray for him, because his sorrow in purgatory is great. Juan Sebastian Elcano, the first circumnavigator of the earth, was very devoted to the Virgin Mary. Before leaving on the expedition, for many days he would go before the altar of the Virgin of the Navigators in Seville, Spain, to pray for the success of the expedition. He set out on September 27, 1519, with 236 sailors. After 3 years of great danger and adventure, only 18 arrived in Seville, and Elcano went to offer before the same altar of the Virgin an offering of flowers, shells, and snails from all the countries visited on his way around the world. And he said, "With Mary, everything is possible. The Virgin Mary has been a mother to me in difficult times." He attributed the success of the trip to the protection of the Virgin Mary. The liberator of America, Simon Bolivar, in 1828 traveled from Bucaramanga to Bogota, Colombia, very saddened by the grievances that his political enemies had made against him in the Convention of Ocaña. Also, he was sick with tuberculosis. During the whole trip, he had not spoken a word. He was sad and taciturn on those difficult roads. Finally, they reached Chiquinquira, a town in Colombia where the famous temple of the Virgin Mary, the patron saint of Colombia, is located, and he asked permission to stay and pray next to the famous painting of the Virgin Mary. He got down on his knees and covered his face with his hands so that no one would see him cry. He had gone to tell the Virgin Mary about his problems, and his companions tell that when he left the temple, he was full of joy, and that the rest of the trip he was very smiling and joyful. He had entrusted his sorrows to the Virgin Mary, and she had turned his sadness into joy. In memory of this fact, there is a monument at the entrance of the Chiquinquira sanctuary. In the French newspaper Le Croix on September 12, 1915, the following news appeared. On the battlefield, a French soldier lay seriously wounded, and next to him, a German soldier also seriously wounded. The Frenchman pulled a crucifix out of his pocket with great effort, kissed it, and began to pray the Hail Mary in Latin. The German also joined in and prayed the Hail Mary with him. Afterwards, the Frenchman handed him the crucifix, the German kissed it, they shook hands, and thus, united and praying the Hail Mary, they died. The love for the Virgin Mary had united two enemies in death, who died as brothers, children of the same mother. St. Pio of Pietrelcina wrote in a letter, "How many times have I entrusted to this mother the painful longings of my agitated heart, and how many times has she consoled me? How much she loves me! I have come to verify it many times, in a very eloquent way, at the dawn of this most beautiful month of May. With what care she has accompanied me this morning to the altar! It seemed that I did not have to think of anything else but only of myself, in order to fill my heart with holy affections. I would like to have a voice so strong that with it I could invite all the sinners of the world to love the Virgin Mary. I would like to have wings to fly everywhere and invite all creatures to love Jesus and Mary." Saint José María Escrivá de Balaguer, the founder of Opus Dei, loved the Virgin Mary very much and tells us, "This morning I retraced my steps, made myself a little boy, to greet the Lady Virgin Mary in her image on Atocha Street, at the top of the house that the congregation of Saint Philip has there. I had forgotten to greet her. What child misses the opportunity to tell his mother that he loves her? Madam, may I never be an ex-child. This morning when I got up, I got dressed and began my meditation. Well, between 6:30 to 7, I saw for a long time how the face of my Virgin of the Kisses was filled with joy. I took a good look. I thought she was smiling, because she had that effect on me, but her lips didn't move. Very calm, I have told my mother many compliments. Anyway, my lady, Blessed Mary, has given pampering to her child." José Luis Martín Descalzo, who lived from 1930 to 1991, said, "Many years ago, during the pontificate of Pope Venerable Pius XII, one morning, when I was having breakfast in a hotel cafeteria in Rome, a Japanese girl approached me, and in French as stuttering as mine, she asked me if I was a priest. When I said yes to her, she told me out loud, 'Could you explain to me who the Virgin Mary is?' Her words surprised me so much that I only knew how to answer, "Why are you asking me that question?" And I still remember her eyes when she explained to me, "Yesterday I heard the Hail Mary prayed for the first time, and I don't know why I spent the whole night crying." So I had to be the one to explain to her that I too would need to spend many nights crying to be able to answer that question. The Virgin Mary is a mystery. Yes, a mystery that invites more to cry with joy than to speak. How to speak of the Virgin Mary with enough tenderness, with the necessary truth? How to explain her simplicity without her rhetoric, and her depth without her words? How to say everything without inventing anything? Therefore, let us love the Virgin Mary with all our hearts. St. John Bosco, popularly known as Don Bosco, used to say, "Go over the pages of Christian tradition, question the stories of Christianity in all the kingdoms and countries of the universe, and everywhere you will find the Virgin Mary coming to the aid of her afflicted children." The devotion to the Virgin Mary is a sign of predestination. May the Virgin Mary be your guide and the star that leads you to God. May the Virgin Mary be for you the loving mother who consoles you and leads you by the hand to Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.